Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Sublime.
Happy Friday. It is Brian. B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP alongside Brian Mitchell. What's going on, B. Mitch? How's your Friday been?
Man, my Friday's been good. I got up. I did three little rides on the Peloton. I also did the Peloton treadmill, you know, thinking I'm young again. I woke up this morning. I felt like I was 27. So let me go and get this thing done. Then I walk in here and see White Brian. What's up, Brian?
I feel like I'm about 27. I'm going to be 27 about 9 days.
9 days.
Nine days.
Boy,
I'm going to be 27.
That's a long time. Let's see, 27. So I'm 27 times 2 plus 3.
A little past that age. Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned you get up getting a workout in. So I've been trying to get in a little bit better shape. I've been working out with Danny Ruye. And then Ryan Clary, the Stallion, joined us. I'm still sore. We worked out on Wednesday, B-Mitch. I'm still sore.
Yeah, but you got to keep going through it. See, the thing about it is when you start working out, you go through it, you're going to get to about Saturday when you start to feel a little better. The problem is, so I'm going to use this person. Hope Martha don't get mad at me. So Riley McKenzie's wife, Martha McKenzie. So Martha, you say, Brad, I started working out, but I got so sore. I said, so what did you do? She say, I'm waiting for the soreness to leave. So about 5 days, 6 days go by, and then she'll go back into it again. She gets sore. She stopped working out again. You got to work through that. Once you get through it, then all of a sudden you start gaining. You know, you start getting the gains, and you won't be as sore when you do something new going forward. But that first time when you first get into it, that's the absolute worst. I remember when I went to college, and what was my coach's name then? Brad Roll. Brad Roll took me through what you call resistance workout, where there's no weights. He had a towel. So he laid under the bench, and he's doing resistance against you. And he did everything with, I did curls, everything. The next morning, I couldn't get out the bed, dog. I couldn't roll. I couldn't do anything. Because I was like, this is easy. He said, okay, talk to me tomorrow. But I went in there, and I'm talking about it. There was situations where coming down to trying something, you could feel like your muscles are ripping.
Yeah.
But he said, keep going. And I got through that fourth day, and I never had an issue for the rest of college.
The way to do it, man.
You got to keep going through it, brother.
Yeah, I got to get in better shape. That's what I'm trying to do. I was telling JP the reason that I'm trying to get in shape. I want to play in my alumni basketball game in December, but that's not the real reason. I'm going to Augusta in April. I got to be in better shape. Walking around Augusta?
Oh, bruh.
I got to be in better shape to walk around Augusta.
We got a multitude of people who look at golf and say, golf isn't a sport. You know, if you walk the course, it's a sport.
Yeah.
But just being a what do they call it? They don't call it people patrons. That's what they call them.
Yeah.
Being a patron, not a fan, like a fan. Walking around Augusta, it'll change your mind about saying golf is not a sport.
Shoot. Swinging at the driving range, it'll turn your mind, change your mind about the sport.
When you swinging at the range and you're getting tired and hurt, that means you're doing something wrong.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, go play 18 holes, walking them, and tell me how you do on hole one versus hole 18.
See, what I'm going to do, Jeff and I, next time we go out, we're going to go right to Haynes Point. We're going to play the white course, which is shorter. There's no par fives, and we're going to walk it.
We could walk the par five.
We're going to walk it.
I'm
going to see what you're about.
I'm with it. Let's walk the big course.
We may never finish then when you got.
If you walk it
and hit the ball all over the place, that could be a problem.
That's the worst golf course,
I can get to your ball quicker.
That's the worst part. When you hit it everywhere.
That's not going to change. it's going to go everywhere. But it's that, all about how you look at it.
No,
brother.
No. You need to change that. You have to improve
I'm trying.
Jeff, I'm telling you, when you're walking and you hit it every which way but the fairway, it is the hardest walk.
We're gonna get through with the 9-hole landfill. I would have walked 3 miles and Jeff walked 8 miles.
Sounds about right. I've had that happen before. I know all about that, so don't feel bad about that, Jeff.
Oh yeah.
We got a pack show for you coming up today. D'Angelo Hall gonna join us coming up at 11. At noon, Hondo
Another
Carpenter gonna give us a apparently he's caught the itch, huh? Hondo Carpenter going to join us coming up at noon. We'll get an inside look at the Raiders. Ask B. Mitch anything coming up at 1 o'clock. Last night, though, week 3 of the NFL season getting underway. Bills and Dolphins. The Bills improving to 3-0. The Dolphins falling to 0-3. We were talking about this just before we came on air here, B. Mitch. It's kind of funny. 11.5-point spread last night. So everybody's just assuming, oh, this is going to be a blowout. This is going to be something where Buffalo just runs away and hides with it. That's not really how the league works.
It didn't work that way.
That's just not how it works. Even though the Dolphins haven't looked great through their first two games coming into last night, they played a good football game and were right there until Tua turned the ball over at the end of the game.
Listen, we look at teams, and I hear a lot of people going, oh, they suck. Listen to me. They don't suck. They're all professional athletes. They may not have their chemistry as well as another team, but they got dudes that at any given day can just embarrass you. Tua, the way he throws the ball, Tyreek, the way he runs, they can hurt you at any time. They don't have the overall consistency. And that's what happens, you know. So it's funny when you hear people talk, they try to knock athletes. I'm like, go out there with them for a half of the game. No, just for a quarter of a quarter. And you'll find out how much more they are ahead of what we think they are.
Yeah, I mean, you felt like Buffalo was always in control of this game. They outgained the Dolphins 360 to 276. Buffalo didn't turn the ball over. The Dolphins had the one turnover. But I thought Miami put themselves – I mean, Tua's numbers aren't very impressive. Only 146 passing yards on 34 attempts, but he threw for the two touchdowns. Felt like the Dolphins looked more like the Dolphins that we were accustomed to seeing, where the offense wasn't maybe as explosive as you're used to seeing, but some of the motions, they were able to at least pick up some first downs. They look more like the team that you're used to seeing under McDaniel, where the offense is at least somewhat efficient.
Yep. The thing about it, though, that one thing, and I think it erases everything else, if you turn the ball over, you mess the game up.
Yeah.
It was just sitting around 21-21 or 21-20 or 14 at one point. When I think they tied it up. Then, boom, you start getting a turnover, and that's over. What if they don't turn the ball over and go down and score? It could be a different ball game.
100%.
You know, so I think when we look at, I know we look at football, it's always about the big stats because everybody's a fantasy football fan.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you, you're more fantasy fan than you do damn regular football because there's people that are cheering for their fantasy team and they could be, they don't give a damn what happened with their team.
Don't get me started on that, B. Mitch.
Until the end. So that's why I don't like doing it. But my ultimate thing is in the trenches and turnovers decides football games. That simple. Mm-hmm. If your team wins the trenches and don't turn the ball over, I would say you're going to win 95% of the games you're in. If your team loses the trenches and turn it over, you're going to probably lose 99% of the games you're in. There's some fluke things that can happen every once in a while, but you'll lose way more when you're not winning the trenches and you turn the ball over.
Well, and that's what I think is funny. You bring up that people only care about stats because of the fact that so many people play fantasy football. I've had a take over the last couple of years that I'm not a big fan of red zone. We can save that for another time. I think it makes a...
They show you all... Red zone is basically Mike Shanahan. Remember he said when he's scouting the guy, all he looks look at is the highlights?
Yeah, exactly.
I want to look at the lowlights. I want to see...
I want to see the whole thing.
I want to see a guy, but I'd much rather see what a guy mess up and then watch him after that. That tells me more than a guy that had a great play because after that play, he's going to be excited. Everybody's excited. I want to see what happens to a guy once they do something wrong. Do they go into a shell or do they come out and fight back?
Yeah.
That right there would tell me a lot more.
Yeah, and the reason I bring up that is last night, Josh Allen, you look at his numbers, again, not overly impressive, but if you watch the game, the way that he processes now and the way that they run their offense where before it used to be Josh Allen had to be the run game, Josh Allen had to be the passing game, Josh Allen had to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've taken a lot off of his plate by being able to run the football, And in turn, Josh understands that he can almost play game manager until he needs to be Superman. And so last night, 22 of 28, 213, three touchdowns, no picks, took a couple of sacks. But James Cook, 19 carries, 108 yards and a touchdown. I think the way that their offense is able to work now, one, it resembles Buffalo in a lot of ways, where it's just very workmanlike. Like in a modern era where everything is shotgun, three and four receivers, one tight end, one back, they're out there running three tight end sets. They're running all sorts of stuff like that.
Run what your personnel dictates. But what you're saying, I basically had that conversation with someone yesterday about Washington. I had it with Gary Clark and Brian Colbert Jr. We do a preview show, and they asked me what I thought. I say, listen, instead of looking at Jaden as the Superman going into a game, look at him as going to a game and help him out.
Yes.
And let him only use his superpowers when they are necessary. But if you go into the game and you just try to utilize everything he can do just off the bat, you're putting him at risk.
Yeah.
But if you can go into a game and you can run the football, you get more people involved, you help out guys that need help when it comes to blocking points, all of a sudden now you make him even more dangerous. So that's what and Josh, being a big old guy, they still are trying to pull stuff off his plate to enable him. I made a comment, and I make it all the time. I don't think many people take much heed to it. Quarterback is the most dependent position in sports. We like to run and say, oh, man, you get your quarterback, you got it done. Get your quarterback, you don't have offensive line. That great quarterback still going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to help your quarterback out. He depends on certain things to be able to relax. If he can't get into that mode and you start trying to be superhero, bad things will happen.
Well, and that's what I like so much about what Buffalo's now done with their offense. And it was some of the discussion we had this offseason with some of the Terry discussion and other things about Jaden was, oh, well, Jaden can get it done without the elite receivers. Oh, I'm sure he can. I believe that he can. I believe Jaden can get it done with you and me at receiver
Can he do it consistently at the level you need if he don't have people helping him out?
Absolutely not. And the other point about it, like you were saying with Josh Allen, I don't want him to have to play Superman from the first snap of the game.
Yeah.
When it gets to a third down in the fourth quarter and I need him to pick it up, pull out the cape, Superman. Mm-hmm. Go do your thing. And that's what Jaden's talked about, where third downs in the red zone, third and fourth downs in the red zone, that's where I make my money. That's where I've got to make things happen. But when you're able to take some stuff off of his plate where it's first and 10 in the first quarter with 12 minutes to go, you don't have to be Superman yet.
Yeah.
He can rely on Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. He can rely on Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin. That's why you need to have those guys around. And I think you watched last night with the Bills. You're always watching, wondering what's going to happen with 17. You think the Dolphins defense isn't thinking the same thing?
Yeah.
But he understands that I can rely on these other guys. And I thought James Cook last night was spectacular.
Yeah.
The patience that he runs with, the way that they were able to set up those running lanes. Like, he is special. And I love, too, B. Mitch, that in the modern NFL where everyone just talks about pass, it seems like in the last year and a half, because of what you saw last year with Saquon, with Derrick Henry, and because so many people are playing that too high look, the run game has now become just as important as it once was.
You have to have a special person, though, like those guys, to get that done. I just didn't like one thing in that game. That unnecessary roughness call, when the guy had Josh Allen, and Josh Allen offensive line blocked him off of Josh, and they called the flag on him, that was BS. These referees got to stop throwing flags. If they throw a flag, they should be able to pick it up if it wasn't right. That was not an unnecessary roughness. They were up there. They had him, and then the guy knocked the dude off. The dude fell. Josh fell. He didn't take Josh to the ground. He got knocked to the ground.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I just think that you watched Josh Allen last night. He just operates at such a high level, and it's hard not to see them play. The tough part about it, when you're watching the Bills and the Ravens, and maybe we can have a Chief discussion with this too, is we know who the top dog in the AFC has been for years, and that has been Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Frankly, I don't know what they are this year. I don't want to write them off at 0-2, but they don't look quite the same. Granted, they weren't impressive last year and they went to the Super Bowl. But the tough part about watching the Bills and the Ravens is it feels like their season doesn't start till January. You feel like you can pretty much put them in Sharpie, they're going to be in the playoffs. Chances are one of them is going to run into Kansas City, and it's can they get past the boogeyman and Patrick Mahomes. Mm. And unfortunately for both those teams, with their stud quarterbacks, with their incredible rosters, they haven't been able to do it. And Buffalo looks so impressive, but every single time you watch them, you're like, okay, great. Can they beat the Chiefs when it gets to January?
Yeah.
Like that's the only question that still remains.
Yeah, and they it's just like Karl Malone, Stockton, yep. Barkley, Mewing. They had to go through Jordan. Until they go through Pat and that team, all other stuff is for naught.
Well, and that's what's going to be interesting about watching Sunday night is when the Chiefs are back in action Sunday night against the Giants. I think everyone expects Mahomes and the Chiefs to come out on top in that one, going on the road to MetLife Stadium against the Giants. But you want to talk about almost polar opposite of how the Bills are able to help out Josh Allen. Feels like for the Chiefs right now, everything runs through 15. Like he's their leading rusher.
Yeah.
In the pass game, he's missed a couple of throws, but for the most part, it's not like their receivers are getting open.
Yeah.
And Travis Kelce's not the same guy anymore. Feels like everything rides on Patrick Mahomes' back, and I think everyone believes that he can get it done, but can you do that for 17 weeks?
But he needs help. He needs help, point blank. When Pat, in the game last year against the Eagles in the Super Bowl, Pat needed protection.
Mm-hmm.
His offensive line was deplorable. If he had an offensive line, that game don't go like it went. Because if he has time, he'll find somebody. But he has to have time. Okay? And we talk about the receivers. Let's be real. Defensive backs, they don't want to cover for 8-9 seconds. And if you got a line blocking and the quarterback can run around, I don't care who you are, you're going to get open.
Yeah.
Just because a guy may just start looking somewhere and lose sight of you and you'll end up open. So it'll be a problem, but you got to help him out no matter what. I don't care how great a quarterback is. If he's not getting the support, he's not going to be able to be the guy he's capable of being.
I mean, just listen to these stats from some of the guys in the supporting cast that he's got. Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco both have 47 rushing yards through two games. That's all they've got. Mm-hmm. Those are their leading rushers. Their leading receiver is Hollywood Brown, who at this point in his career, I don't think anyone was expecting him to be the top guy for KC, but he is right now, 15 catches, 129 yards. Then it's Travis Kelce, 6 for 108. There's just such an unimpressive group mm-hmm. of players around him until they get Rashee Rice back. If they can hang on, I
but
think
you know
they can
the
get things going.
Thing, all that to be said, people, it's because the offensive line not doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Kareem Hunt and Pacheco don't have yards. We already know Kareem Hunt and Pacheco, you give them a give them an inch, they'll take the rest. But if they got to fight to get the inch, then it's going to be a problem. The offensive line got to be better, hands down.
100%. It makes you just think that watching the Bills and the Ravens, those teams look so impressive. Be interesting to see how the Chiefs rebound on Sunday night. Want to get into the Commanders. I don't know what the likelihood is of Jaden Daniels playing. We'll find out a lot more today. We might even find out that he's not playing today. We'll get an update as we'll get you that update as it goes on later today. But if Marcus Mariota is under center, what is your confidence level in Washington coming out on top on Sunday? We'll talk about that next. You're on B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. NFL Sunday is coming, and you got your crew, your couch, your snacks, your slate, and FanDuel is coming with something extra. This isn't just another NFL Sunday. It's your chance to place that perfect parlay or hit your go-to player prop, and now we're making it even better because this week, FanDuel is bringing the bonus. That's right. Right now, all customers can get a 50% profit boost on any NFL bet. However you play the game, FanDuel's got your back with something extra in your account. because that's what Sunday should feel like. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app and get in on all the action before kickoff. FanDuel is official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.